Բարի երեկո, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ, ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին։ Խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան, ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի արեմտյան շրջանի տնօրեն։ Այսօր բացառիկ հյուր ունենք, բացառիկ, որովհետև իմ աշխատակիցն է, իմ աջ բազուկը, կամ ես նրա աջ բազուկն եմ, հաճախ համագործակցում ենք գրեթե ամեն օր եւ մի քանի ժամ ամեն օր կամ շատ օրեր, այդպես ասենք, ժրաջան, աշխատասեր, հայ եւ երիտասարդուհի, ակտիվիստ եւ հայերի, Հայաստանի, Արցախի պաշտպան Մարիամ Խալոյան։ Մարիամ Խալոյանը ուրեմն իմ աշխատակիցն է, կոնգրեսական հարցերով զբաղվում է, կոնգրեսական հարցերի տնօրենն է ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի Վաշինգտոն մայրաքաղաքում։ Մարիամի կենսագրությունը պիտի կարդամ հիմա անգլերեն լեզվով, և ապա պիտի զրուցենք, թե ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարը ինչ աշխատանքի մեջ լուծված է այս վերջերս, վերջին օրերը, և ինչ կանխատեսում ենք պիտի լինի ուրեմն հիմնահարցեր կոնգրեսում հայանպաստ, և միգուցե մի բանաձևել կա, որ դեմ է հայերին, դրա մասին էլ կանդրադառնանք, և ինչպես պիտի փորձենք պայքարել, որ այդ մեկը չիրականանա։ Dear listeners, I have the pleasure and honor of welcoming to our broadcast and podcast my dear colleague Mariam Khaloyan, who serves as the Director of Congressional Relations at the Armenian Assembly of America in Washington, D.C. Mariam has worked to grow the membership of the Congressional Caucus on Armenian Issues, which is a bipartisan informal caucus on Capitol Hill. Mariam has advocated for the passage of the House and Senate Armenian Genocide Resolutions, which many of you know finally occurred after many decades, occurred last year in an overwhelming manner in October in the House and in December unanimously in the Senate. Mariam has worked with congressional appropriators to secure funds for Armenia and Artsakh, and to encourage democratic reforms and economic development. She has also fought for demining, continued demining assistance in the region, specifically in Artsakh. Mariam has spearheaded the Armenian Assembly's 2018 and 2019 National Advocacy Conferences, both of which occurred in Washington, D.C., with hundreds of people in attendance, activists, members, and these were Armenian Americans mainly from across the country who got on a flight or a train or by car and headed to Washington, D.C. to participate in our two-day conference, which included hundreds of meetings on Capitol Hill. Before joining the Armenian Assembly, Mariam was a consultant at the Armenian American Wellness Center, which is founded by the wonderful and indefatigable Rita Balian, and this wellness center, of course, is a humanitarian project of the Armenian American Cultural Association, which provides high-quality healthcare services to women in Armenia. In 2016, Mariam served as the Tergenian Thomas Armenian Assembly Internship Program Coordinator and was a research intern herself in 2015, the summer of 2015, at the Armenian National Institute, which is a sister organization born out of the Armenian Assembly of America. Mariam graduated cum laude from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, as it's known for short, and is currently pursuing a master's degree in industrial organizational psychology. Welcome, Mariam Khaloyan, to your virtual broadcast home, the Armenian Assembly Weekly Radio Hour. Բարի եկար.
Շնորհակալություն, Միրան ջան, ողջույն բոլոր լսողներին. Հարգված եմ եւ շատ տպավորված եմ, որ նորից ես հյուրընկալել եմ ռադիոկայան այսօրվա, եւ շատ շնորհակալություն այդ ներկայացման համար, Միրան ջան, իմ համար հպարտություն է իսկապես քո հետ աշխատել, մեր ամենօրյա գործակցությունը, որ անում ենք իրար հետ, թե քո իմացությունը, թե քո օգնությունը, ամեն ինչը իրար հետ, իսկապես իմ աշխատանքը շատ ավելի հաճելի է ստեղծում և շատ ուրախ եմ այսօր զրուցել այս կարևոր գործակցությունների մասին, հատկապես լինելով այս թեժ պահին, թե ինչեր է կատարվում աշխարհում, մենք կենտրոնացած ենք հայ-ամերիկյան հարցերի շրջանում, և իհարկե պատրաստ եմ պատասխանելու որևէ հարցերին մեր ռադիոդեսողները կունենան։
Շնորհակալ եմ ազնիվ խոսքերիդ համար, Մարիամ ջան, եւ փոխադարձ է, ես էլ շատ բան եմ սովորում եւ ամեն օր քեզ հետ աշխատելով եւ մեր ավելի լայն թիմի հետ այն ինչ որ կատարում ենք, թեև կազմը փոքր է համեմատաբար, բայց մեծ աշխատանք ենք տանում ի նպաստ հայության, ի նպաստ Հայաստանին, Արցախին եւ Ամերիկա Հայաստան, Ամերիկա Արցախ հարաբերություններին։ Հիմա պիտի անցնենք անգլերեն լեզվի եւ զրուցենք նախ եւ առաջ կոնգրեսի մասին։ Mariam, as the director of congressional relations at the Armenian Assembly of America, which was founded in 1972. For listeners who may not be aware of that, we're closing in on the half century mark, the 50th anniversary, the silver anniversary, or is that the gold? That's the golden anniversary. Am I getting? I think silver is 25. Is that right, Mariam?
Silver 25 and 50th is golden. So yes, our golden anniversary.
50th. Yeah, the golden anniversary of the assembly. We're closing in. That will take place in 2022, and as we discuss congressional affairs right now, pertaining specifically to the U.S.-Armenia relationship, what can you tell our listeners generally, Mariam? You know, we've had some successes last year with, as I mentioned, the genocide resolutions being overwhelmingly, in a bipartisan manner, supported and passed in the House and in the Senate. We had a robust $60 million allocation of U.S. assistance to Armenia for fiscal year 2020, thanks to Congresswoman Jackie Speier, one of the co-chairs of the Congressional Armenian Caucus. What else can you tell me in terms of where the priorities are with those milestones under our belt, right? And having celebrated to a certain extent those milestones, 2020 and the pandemic sort of put a damper on what would have been a more large scale celebration of the certainly of the genocide resolutions being passed. But where is the focus now, Mariam, in terms of legislation? What kind of resolutions are still going on, part of the 116th Congress, introduced during the 116th Congress, which includes both 2019 and 2020. Where are we right now?
Minandan, thank you so much for the details for our radio listeners on the importance of U.S.-Armenia and U.S.-Artsakh relations and what it relates to the work that we do on Capitol Hill. So for those who don't know, August is generally recess month in Congress. And so as September starts, we get back to our advocacy work. And for the second half of this year, before the 116th Congress ends, we have a chance to pass two critical resolutions. One of them is labeled as House Resolution 452, and that resolution applies to the strategic partnership of United States and Armenia. It came about after the December 9th, 2018 Democratic parliamentary elections and was introduced by the Congressional Caucus on Armenian Issues founder and current co-chair, Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey. and he introduced this resolution to honor the people of Armenia on their peaceful and constitutional leadership and transition after the Velvet Revolution. So there are currently 46 co-sponsors on that resolution, and we've been advocating for people to take action through our electronic system by sending letters for members of Congress to continue co-sponsoring this particular resolution. In addition to the 452, there is also another resolution. It's labeled as House Resolution 190, and it is the sense of the House supporting visits and communication, travel between the United States and the Republic of Artsakh on all levels, from civil society to government. And this particular resolution has 29 co-sponsors, and it is also part of our advocacy effort to ask grassroots participation of sending action alerts, those pre-written electronic letters to their members of Congress, as well as calling members of congressional offices to gain more support and co-sponsors for these two critical resolutions still pending in the House of Representatives. So that is those are the two resolutions.
So in terms of 452, that's House Resolution 452, introduced by Congressman Pallone, that is a sense of the House resolution, which I've noticed it has bipartisan support, which is great.
Yes.
And it reaffirms the United States Congress respect for the democratic transition, the parliamentary elections, the free, fair, and fair and transparent parliamentary elections in Armenia that took place in December of 2018. And mind you, this was, again, to our listeners, this being a resolution drafted and introduced in the 116th Congress, the way these resolutions work is, if they're introduced in 2019, they carry over into 2020, and until it reaches a certain level where the resolution could be brought before a specific committee for a vote, or it could even be brought onto the House floor should the person who's introducing the resolution want to bring it to the House floor for an entire floor vote. That's totally up to Congressman Pallone if he wishes to do that. But introducing the resolution and reaffirming the U.S.'s commitment to Armenia over its free and fair parliamentary elections and the democratic institutions that are being strengthened in Armenia right now, and that peaceful transition of power that took place between the former administration and the current one, this reaffirmation is important because what, Mariam? What is the importance of this reaffirmation in 452?
It reinstates the sense of the House, particularly after the Velvet Revolution in Armenia in 2018. It really reaffirms the United States government's position and their support towards the democratic changes that their government saw, and hence why the importance of passing this particular resolution. And also, just to mention to our listeners who are not familiar with the congressional process, this resolution will come to an end at the end of this year. Therefore, unless another member of Congress wants to introduce a resolution like this for the 117th Congress, this resolution will essentially dissolve by the end of the year.
I see. So it wouldn't necessarily go into a committee like the Foreign Affairs Committee. That would be up to the introducer of the resolution, should he or she want to do so. But you're saying the likelihood is that it'll generate support, as it has done, 46 co-sponsors now, and there will come
Correct.
A point where the introducer will say, okay, this is the sense of the House, this is how many people have co-sponsored it, this is important to the House and to the co-sponsors, certainly, should there be interest in perhaps editing the language a bit and introducing something similar in the 117th Congress, which covers the 2021 and 2022 years, then fellow members would have that right to do so. Or he may even choose to do so,
right.
Congressman Pallone.
Of course, yeah. Correct. It came at a good time, and it would be great for it to get a mark, be in part of a markup, and get a floor vote by the end of the year. Now, given the amount of work Congress has to do that's unrelated to these resolutions, such as passing the appropriations bills, and if anything else comes up, as we all know, it's an election year, and there aren't many active weeks left in Congress. So we have to also take that into consideration. There's probably cumulative about a month of working days between now and the end of the year. And there are so many pending items with either the House of Representatives and Senate that perhaps members of Congress might not get to this, even though it has met the base to move forward for a markup in the Foreign Affairs Committee, in the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Interesting. For our listeners, for those of you who are interested in taking action on House Resolution 452, which, again, is a sense of the House resolution to support the U.S.-Armenia Democratic Partnership, the Democratic Partnership between the two countries. All you got to do is go to our website, the Armenian Assembly's website, at aainc.org. That's three A's, I-N as in Nancy, C.org. Click on the Advocacy Center button. You can't miss it. It's the top center part of the website. And then once you're in the Advocacy Center page, you scroll down to the fourth action alert. It's exactly the fourth one. It says, urge your representative to support democracy partnership between the U.S. and Armenia. You'll see it says House Resolution 452 in the subheading. Click on Take Action. It takes about a minute. You just have to fill your name, your email address, your phone number, your home address, and click on a few more buttons. The electronic letter pops up on your screen. You sign off on it and hit the send button, and it will go to your member of the House of Representatives. And since this show is available for podcast and can be heard anywhere around the country and certainly throughout the world, if you're listening from outside of California, you too can take action, and we encourage that. We encourage you to reach out to your member of the House through this action alert page, the Advocacy Center, as we call it, on the Armenian Assembly's website. With respect to HRES 190, Mariam, House Resolution 190, this resolution is important because Azerbaijan has threatened to shoot down any aircraft that is heading into the de facto independent Republic of Artsakh. That includes civilian aircraft as well.
Yes.
Civilian aircraft, most importantly, which and this has been their policy, I believe, since 2011. In less than a minute, can you tell us why this is important, getting as many co-sponsors on this in less than a minute?
Sure thing. So HRES 190, just as you said, is to prevent from Azerbaijan shooting down civilian aircraft, particularly, not to mention military as well. And the only thing holding back the passage of this resolution are the amount of co-sponsors. Unlike HRES 452, this has yet to meet the baseline to move out of committee for a markup. So I would highly encourage our listeners to take action, to go to AAAINC.org and go to our Action Alert Center and send the pre-written letter, because it really is 15 to 25 seconds of your time, depending on how long your last name is, it takes 30 seconds for me to send over that pre-written letter to your member of Congress, and or if you have the time to call and leave a voicemail to their office urging your support for this particular resolution.
Fantastic. Thanks for keeping that under a minute. Mariam, again, as Mariam said, House Resolution 190, the action alert, is available on the Armenian Assembly's Advocacy Center page. Go to aaainc.org. Scroll down to the fifth take action item on that page, and you'll see it. Urge your representative to co-sponsor HRES 190. Mariam and I will be back after a short break. Manatik Mez Het.